Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Dear everybody, thank you very much. We just have to change it, just you and me. And in fact, that is the basis of RBN and Parker Pathways. This is Dr. Wynn Parker live. This is the third live hour, a three-hour show, and it's July 9th, 2017. Call the number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome aboard, everyone. Want to make sure I get a caller in, and in terms it's Kevin from New Hampshire. Thank you very much for calling, Kevin. Kevin from New Hampshire.
Dr. Parker, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello. Okay, good. I had it on mute, so I didn't interrupt the show. I had to change the switch. Amazing show, Dr. Parker, as usual. It's really full of information that I'm doing my best
to
adjust.
Thank you.
I really appreciate what Lynn does in California. I'm not able to be a public person. I did a lot of collateral damage to my life previously, and I do my best to have a low grid presence and be as private as I can. But I got to thinking about what you've been discussing and the whole concept of purifying the water and all that stuff. This probably is going to sound really grade schoolish, but I mean, I remember ionics and covalencies and all that stuff from high school chemistry, from AP chemistry and stuff. All these molecules, all this stuff that they're putting into the water purposefully for all the nefarious plots and so on and so forth, it all has a specific lambda gamma. They all have some form of resonance molecule, and that's my guess. It sounded like you and Jeff were discussing with frequency work and harmonics and stuff. Isn't there a way to use the more modern chemical computers with like a programmable transducer, something to obviously, you know, with all the samples that you have, it's real easy to figure out what the resonance frequency is of like 1,2-pi polypropylene or whatever it might be. And then as you're going through the filtering process, the program that is written for this transducer, sort of like what we discussed before with that Brillouin matrix that they use with the proprietary Q-pulse and the other things that they do for their process, would it not be able to be done with water? I mean, you know what's in it, right?
Well, the laboratory stereometric analysis of these molecules are tested in such a way where we're dealing with
what it is.
What happens at that time, the regulations that the government sets in, of which I've given you some large hints on the second hour, in terms of what they have as a minimum dose. You got to keep in mind that, let's say that you change your resonant, okay?
Let's so you kind of like modify the molecule or whatever?
Mm-hmm. But you see, what happens with that is you have to ask a question that comes up. I'm going to take your question, which is very valuable. I'm going to give you an idea of very quickly. I was on Glenn Beck's show some time ago in 2009. He had talked about Dr. John Holdren, who was the science and technology czar for President Obama. And of course, President Obama started a division in the government called behavioral modification, and of course, that's the idea of changing the behavior of people
putting the fluoride in the water
through the water and through the food. And Glenn Beck was saying, well. The actual paragraph from the transcript would probably read, it says, Glenn Beck, quote, "I mean, we've got czars now," Beck said during his July 22, 2009 program. "Czars like John Holden, who has proposed forcing abortions and putting sterilants in the drinking water to control the population," unquote. Now, the idea here is that that's true. That's what John Holder did, but he spent quite a bit of time denying it in front of the Senate subcommittee. And the people who are determining the regulations as to what the minimum CL, in other words, the LD50 or the lethal dose 50 for you have 50% of that
level
molecule in there, it is determined by Congress. Now, I want you to just think for a minute. You've got people who are not scientifically oriented except for one principle. In other words,
whatever their lobbyists tell them.
Yeah, you know, from the pharmaceutical business. But that the pharmaceutical business's fact of life is the pharmaceutical business, everybody concentrates on the pharmaceutical business. The pharmaceutical business is made in terms of their system for a drug for something that could be corrected if they didn't put the agent in the water. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not designed to cure anything. It's designed to just alleviate symptoms, so to speak.
To decrease the population, for instance, or to change the moiety of that molecule for causing, for changing cancer cells. Now,
That was the basis of what I was trying to ask my question, because obviously the molecules are designed to hit certain cell receptors, otherwise they wouldn't work. And knowing the profile of that specific molecule, I mean, it's not going to change whether it's L-DOPA, for example. It's designed to hit a specific SSRI site. It's not going to change. It has to hit that specific type of site, so therefore the molecule that they create has to resonate.
But that's what they're doing. It's a target cell. In other words, you take vitamins, for instance, which they've changed from levo to dextro position. In other words, for the position of the configuration of that molecule to be able to conjugate with DNA changes. So you have three principles. One, you have depopulation as a congressional activity of regulation. Number two, you have the formation of different ways by which these molecules are tested. In other words, you take how far Dr. John Holden had to go and still does and say, well, that wasn't what I said. Actually, this wasn't it. But his partner who wrote with him, Dr. Paul Ehrlich, his whole position on the population bomb, which was written years ago, And in terms of the idea of saying, well, there are too many people on the earth to really accommodate food and resources. And to this day, no matter how many seminars he gives, no matter that you have a nice talk and everybody gets and thinks, oh, climate change, we have to plant more trees, yet they put CO2 taxes on the very basis, you know. And to very basic,
if they would just restore the heat sink for the hydrological cycle, a lot of these problems would be resolved.
If you put a solar cap back
on the planet, you'd be okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing is that, so you can see how when I keep talking about, it sounds as if I may be talking in terms of a field in another way, but you see that when you look at humans, they look at humans the wrong way. They look at...
Yeah, as a product or a producer instead of an actual child of God. Instead of a child of God, which is what we're supposed to be.
Exactly. They don't look at people like with souls or with the process of... One of the questions that I asked of Dr. Emmanuel, who wrote the death panel, here he's a physician at the University of Pennsylvania. He's working into a socialist system, and the process of it, and say, well, you've done everything in his Atlantic Monthly article, which was the basis of the interview that I did, was the fact that, well, you've done everything by the age of 75, and, you know, and so your metrics for the death panel is such and such based upon the virtual water that you use for your product. In other words, how much water does it make to... Make,
based on the
clothing or
what consumer is and all the rest of that stuff.
Yeah, and the thing, but you see, when people test for that molecule, they're testing, and here's the point, they're testing for memory. In other words, the memory of that molecule, when Dr. Emoto, when I interviewed him that third week that I was on air, RBN, hello?
Yeah. I'm right here, Dr. Parker.
Yeah, the deal is, the thing is that he was working from mind power. Love and gratitude thoughts were the actual words.
Yes, the vibrational energy to put into the water molecule. I saw that. I remember what you discussed. I've done that with my stainless steel Berkey system myself as I process, you know, trying to survive the water that I need to drink.
Yeah, and that's totally
brought me to, you know, there's got to be a way to find out what that frequency is for that contaminant, okay? Yeah. For example, chloramine.
That's what I'm working on using stem cell
harmonic of oh my goodness, a multi-phasic approach.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
So not only from mind and body, but also healing the body, and also working
on
the physical removal of the contaminant.
Yeah. In other words, what I'm doing is
non-science. That's a lot.
What I'm doing is putting in, if it'll work, is a consciousness in each stem cell to have its own memory for that system.
Of the gratitude that you're putting into it for it helping to fix you.
Yeah, exactly the same. So, because the stem cell on the embryo system it can be matured into any human cell, but if you have a bone marrow system like in chronic leukemia, they can transform into another cell like bone, fat, tendons, or cartilage, for instance. And the whole process is that they can't do that unless they have the water molecule to be part of what's called a gravity system. So this is why vitamin people get away with a lot by saying, well, if you take our vitamin in terms of build the cartilage because you got CMBD or IMB in terms of the Bowden's molecule side, and you turn the thing, but what they're forgetting in that process, the reason that people take those vitamins and they don't work most of the time,
material.
Because they don't have the measurement of that resonance you're talking about, but I'm going to take this step further. I'm going to repeat myself when I say this. But where I'm coming from is that the mind, the brain, and the cells within the body of the stem cell have that memory already from where the molecule is. In other words, if you drink somebody else's toilet water with unrecycled water, you're going to turn into like those fishes, where the male turns to female, and the female turns to male.
Water molecule. You're still starting with a toilet water molecule of water. So no matter what you add onto it, before I got hurt, I used to do construction and concrete repair and stuff like that. So I know if you have a rotten foundation, no matter what you put onto it, going into the Bible, you can't build a building on sand and expect it to stand. It'll fall apart.
No, it won't.
But if you have a strong, stable, clean, mentally, emotionally clear foundation.
No, this could
so
all
getting be... the water to that point is the key.
But keep in mind how we opened the conversation. See, all this is controlled by people who have no science background. In fact, to have
and don't care about the one.
It's the law. It's the laws,
and they don't care about the men and women that are actually being harmed by what they do.
Not at all. Not at all.
Because I'm an actual harmed party. My eye and my arm have been damaged by their corporation over about 30 years. So that's kind of what I was
interested in hearing
about. It's
quite real what we're talking about. It's quite real. And listen, I do have to go, Kevin.
Sorry about that, Dr. Parker. I appreciate you taking the call. It was very important to ask that question because I wanted to know.
Oh, it's an important question. No question. And by the way, your question should be part of a complete change within the culture. And people need to get another consciousness. This is why when I was selected for the Brain Project to be a reviewer of the projects in the Brain Project, which covers five nations, and the whole process. In fact, I made a comment. I says, "Well, you know what you're getting, you know." And then they say, "Well, no, we're getting 20 to 30 years of experience of reviewing contracts and proposals." And I think you're a very valuable person. And in terms of the thing, I said, "Well, thank you very much." But I says, "What you're going to be finding out is that we live in a altered mutation population. We're getting into transhumans because we're losing our ability to survive. So and the government's using the water and the food as that matrix of the real world to change us. So when you see the government positions and they have a conference, you always see a bottle of water in front of them. You notice that. In other words, they have their own
mind
water
control by. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious, Dr. Parker! Thank you so much for letting me have some of your time. I appreciate the
well,
time.
I appreciate you listening and following us.
Yeah, and there's lots of other people that need to get on too. Thank you, Dr.
Thank
Parker.
You.
Have a great week. Okay.
You too.
Bye.
And the whole process of what we're mentioning with Kevin's question when Glenn Beck put that in. You're saying that the outrage that occurred from Glenn Beck's comment, which was already on the air, in other words, that John Holden was proposing putting sterilants in the drinking water to control the population, the people got outraged. Why, that's impossible. This is not a process. And then Glenn Beck received for... let's see, 3 years, from 2012, that period of time, and the religious people were upset. And the other people were thinking, what the hell do you think that they're trying to do? Why do you think you brought it up? Why do you think the government spent all that money to try to keep chloramine as a hidden agenda, at the same time getting children to drink from the toilet with the sip of conflict? We'll see at the other end of the break.
Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Parker Pathways, and we have a total of four callers in the queue, so I'm going to cover everybody, so stay on the line. As we have Cindy from Texas will be our first queue. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways.
Hello, Cindy. Parker, your voice sounds good today.
Thank you. You know, I've got good stem cell work.
Yeah, I can tell it's working. The Holy Spirit can change you from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. It's really amazing.
Thank you. And God and
well,
I call it God's work.
Yeah. Well, when Jesus facilitated healing, he never freely offered it. He never went up to people and said, "Let me heal you." He only responded to people asking him for healing. And when those were healed, tried to thank him, he always told them that their faith, that their own faith had healed them.
That's
so that's
right.
Just something I wanted to say. And that faith
right.
is a verb. But what y'all are talking about today is that it's just the same thing that Satanists have always done. They fund both sides of a conflict and then come up with the solution. The chemical and big pharma companies making the drugs for the problems that they created. And it's just all about human sacrifice. It's something that's been going on since the beginning of recorded history, you know, human sacrifices.
That's right.
It's something that
that's
the Satanists
right.
love to do, and that's what we have to understand to make sense of what's going on.
This is why the subject of eugenics is very important right now, because this is exactly what's going on. It's the idea of the selection of the fittest in terms of survival for the elitist. There was a Senator David Ditter from the Republican Los Angeles when he was doing the Senate confirmation of John Holden, and he asked John Holden, quote, this is from the actual Senate transcript I'm reading, do you think determining optimal population is a proper role of government, unquote. Dr. John Holden, no, Senator, I do not. I think the proper role of government is to develop and deploy policies with respect to economy, environment, security that will ensure the well-being the citizens have. But there are other ways to do it, unquote. Now think about that. Right. Think about what
they like to torture people. Satanists like to torture people. It increases the adrenaline in the blood. It's part of their thing. They've done it since the beginning of time.
Yeah. And so,
fallen angels are the ones that taught mankind the art of rooting of cutting of roots, warfare, weapon making. It's all the bad stuff, you know, perversion of sex.
This is why I believe in consciousness. In other words, the process of developing, we need to develop a new consciousness spiritually in this country. This is the way I see it. In terms of the thing, because the conscious manifestations doesn't really keep track of the subconscious thoughts that are moving through. This is a basis of psychology and in terms of mythologies. See? They don't realize it. And the thing is, and so we need to do that to save ourselves to be here, just to be on the earth. This is the battle that's going on. And look at the countries that I told you
about. Save ourselves, Parker. We need the Holy Spirit to enable us to be strong enough to come together and conquer the devil. You know, he's already beat, because when Jesus died on the cross, he beat the devil, but the devil's still around. He's still trying.
No, you're right.
We
need that. Yeah, and need the Holy Spirit to work this fact that people even have a soul, that people even have the development of the process. In my opinion, if you have a union with God, you should have it in each other. That's where I'm coming from. You
right,
understand?
We need fellowship, and we need to get together.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad you called. We're at the end of our little segment. I want to make sure.
Right,
anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to say?
I'll call you again. I love you. We should all tune our instruments to A equals 432 instead of 440.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's live. And by the way, for those of you that are part of the listenership, you can find chloramine causes clinical health damage on the homepage of RBN. You can print it, you can email it, and it's the cornerstone for many of the activities that are going on to try to save your life with the water paradigm. We have Dan from Hawaii. Hello, Dan. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
Thank you for waiting.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Thank you for waiting.
Well, thank you. I'm here on the Big Island. We have about somewhere, I'm at 1,000 feet. Now, we have rainfall of somewhere around 150, 160 inches per year here. How am I looking for using rainfall for drinking water out here in the Pacific? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the government has said that, United States government has said that they own the rainfall, they own the rainwater.
Yeah.
And the United Nations said that you don't own the water, so therefore, but we own the skies, and so they say anything that falls, within rainwater catchability, that's the starting point. Well, you don't, own that.
I see.
I have some very strong views about rainwater. I can understand why people would want to capture rainwater to use, let's say, on their gardens or try to use it around their house, particularly when you have a home, no matter if it's made from wooded stone, it has an electromagnetic current around it because that's mm-hmm. the basis of the electro photon that's in the soil, and it connects. That's why you have things like ground wires and things like that to protect you from lightning, things of that type of thing.
Yes, yes.
But the thing is that rainwater, in the way the world is today, I would not want to have that. Excuse me. Because of radioactivity.
Yeah, that's my thought too.
But what I would do as a exercise is to get a small Geiger counter.
Yes, and
actually measure the radioactivity in the water. There isn't a minimum that you can take in the body on radioactivity. Water is a conductor of radioactivity, but there's another issue here. Radioactivity is bad enough because it's coming from the skies. Keep in mind, I know you probably know this, but you see, above the earth, there are rivers of water. That's what they're called because that's what they are.
Yeah.
The water above the earth flows like a river. There are river currents that have real water in them. Now, what they're doing, that water is a formation crystal for what is called ozone gas depletions. And what's happening is with the molecules that are in these rivers of water above the earth is that they are doing as we are on earth. Our gene structures in the real world are changing. That's why genetic codes are very important for the DNA structure. Measurements are very important in medicine because we're changing to the earth. The water above the earth is changing its structure
yes.
to accommodate the mutations that are occurring on the earth. Now, that's a piece of information that the public was never supposed to know about. And you and I are just chatting and having a cup of coffee and enjoying the producer putting us on air. So we're just having a friendly conversation. I'm drinking
yes.
some of your good Hawaiian coffee, by the way, which I love.
Yes,
so the whole thing comes down to the fact that river, that river water system within that rainfall now changes into a different crystal.
Yeah.
And by the time it meets the monosphere above the ionosphere, the ionosphere is higher, so it comes out of the monosphere. And once that physics changes to form a larger molecule. Now, people say, well, you're thinking, well, you have a larger molecule because it's converting to a different temperature variable gradient. That's true. But what's happening is that it's changing into a size that accommodates to protect the contamination. It's not forming in the quantum physics to protect the water. The water is nothing but a conduit, which is determining its own chemistry. That's real world. So if you, and so that's hitting the earth, see? So now what's happening is, once it hits the earth, it's accommodating on another contaminant, which is formed all over the world. The whole earth is contaminated now with radioactivity from all these activities that have happened on the earth.
Yes.
And, you know, the Chernobyl situation, the Japanese thing was just small time. That's a big event. That is still going on.
Yeah.
But there are other forms of radioactivity going on the earth. The people say, well, it's climate change because the North Pole is melting. I mean, you think, let me tell you something. When I was in 2009, on this program, I gave the glaciation readings for the melting. It has not changed one iota from 2017. We're on July 9th, 2017 on RBN. It has not changed since 2009. It still has the same water flow. It still has the glaciation change. But the South Pole is developing more ice. In other words, because what happened? Okay, the pole magnetic poles changed degrees. So in other words, the Earth tilted out. So the water rivers that are above the Earth, because there's a new magnetic field, now take up the changes that occurred on Earth are in the water molecules. So that's the third level of real-world situation. Water falls on the thing, you see the rain, you collect it. That's a normal thing to do. But what you're doing is using water that's more harmful than the water that you already have contaminated on the Earth. That's the end game. See what I mean? So that's the thing. So the one way of coming through this is, as crazy as it may sound to people, is to get a Geiger counter, a little Geiger. You don't have to have a big one. The thing, you get them at hardware stores today because there's so much radioactivity. You know? The thing is people are measuring this out. And the Rutgens are measured there as what's harmful for humans. But think of the animals. Think of the animals, Dan.
Yeah.
The animals, the particularly the canines on the earth, they're getting sick. They can't even identify some of the illnesses the canines have on this earth today in veterinary medicine. And horses, the particular horses, and the term, you know, the United States government wishes to kill wild horses because they're taking up, quote, too much fresh water. Well, they want to kill the meat, and they send it to Europe. They've been doing it for years. They eat horse meat in Europe, and they eat dogs in China, and they do the process of it. Do you know they can't even sell horse meat to the Europeans now because of the radioactivity in the meat from the water?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, so I just put it to you simply to be common sense. If that's happening for canines and horses and the rest of it, what's it going to do for you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
Okay.
Now, the government's not going to like that little piece of information getting out there, but that's the way that is, you know.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Listen, thanks for calling, and because this is an important subject, and I hope you call about it again.
I shall. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. We have Mike from South Carolina.
Enjoy your coffee.
Thank you, yeah, I do. I like that coffee.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Mike from South Carolina. I hope he's still there. Thank you for waiting. Hello, Mike from South Carolina. Is Mike there?
I think we just got clicked in. Are you there, Lim?
Is Mike from South Carolina there?
Back to Wynn Parker. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we were a little late being clicked in. I have three things to very quickly pass on to you. First of all, I have an elderly gentleman over in Tennessee who was put into the hospital.
And I eat from the water?
I didn't.
No. If I could just finish, I'll tell you what's going on. He has third stage cancer, and he was put into the hospital. And the administrators came around the next day and had him sign documents that says that Medicare will not cover all these charges. So death panel, I think, is beginning to work right now. He's over 80. He's in his 80s. That was a little bit of a surprise, but that's what's going on there. Yesterday morning, I was informed that if you are a citizen of Russia and you call for an ambulance, the first question they're going to ask you, are you 70 years older or older? 70 years or older? If the answer is yes, then you will probably die before the ambulance gets there.
That's right.
We talked about the damage done to the earth. Right now, with the radiation and the contamination that's going on, I want to remind everybody that the BP oil well that blew up in the Gulf of Mexico is still to this day spewing oil. It's not been stopped. The fissures underneath there, where there were five of them, they have not been stopped. It's contaminating quite a bit. They're still using Corexit to fix all that.
That's right.
This is just part of what continues on. And also, I want to remind you that the Yangtze River over in China, the mouth of the Yangtze has got so much human waste going out of it, it's completely compact. It's solid for 157 miles from the mouth of Yangtze.
You're absolutely right.
Keep up the good work, Doctor. And this is just part of what's going on out here, and we try and stay up to date, too. And by the way, Jeff out of Idaho, really love your updates. Keep them coming, Bubba. All right. That's all I have.
Listen, Mike, thank you for calling. You're absolutely right on all counts.
Thank you.
We have Patricia from Florida. Is Patricia still there? I hope. Hello, Patricia. From Florida. This is right on. Patricia from Florida, hello. Hello.
Hello, are you here?
I sure am, Patricia. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. I just want to put out this information for your listeners. I've been hoping that you would get this man to come on your show. He's a scientist, Professor Jim McCanny. And I'm going to give his website where people can get his filters, will filter, and they're the only ones that will filter chloramine as well as fluoride and everything else. But they're the only ones. And it's JMCCSCI.com. JMCCSCI.com. And on that website, which is huge, you will find a section in red. It's about the secure ordering for these either filters or the whole thing. It's like he has several different kinds plus everything you could want in every possible price range, starting in the $100 range for a portable one. Now, these filters will fit in all the Berkeys and all the commercial water filters there are. So,
well, I'm glad for that information. If he has a filter for chloramine, then...
It will filter chloramine, absolutely.
Yeah, the state-of-the-art doesn't allow that right now, but any advancement is important. So I think this is a great lead. At least it advances the state-of-the-art. And that's what's needed right now. Because chloramine can't be boiled out of the water. And anyone who...
Nope.
And if you add a certain salt to that, you're going to get iodide amine, which is absolutely lethal if you use the wrong iodine salt system when you're cooking, which I've talked about on this program many times. And the formation of that chemistry working in any kind of anyone who claims they have a filter like that, I think it's worth listening to. So I appreciate your lead. Anything else you want to say?
Thank you.
Only have a few seconds.
No, I don't want to waste any more of your valuable, precious air time. Thank you. Bye.
I'm glad you called, and thanks for the lead.
Thank you.
The whole, you know, there are towns in this country that are trying to sell their water systems. And if you do that, of course, you're selling all of the subsistence of which you will have to pay for later. Foreign governments usually going to own your water, and of course there are a lot of towns
that are bankrupt in this country. There are places in middle America that the treatment plants have trouble filtering the harmful chemicals. And, you know, they talk about Flint, Michigan. The lead system for Flint, Michigan, at times a town run to almost 172 towns that anyone knows about that are worse than Flint. There are over 6,000 small town systems in the United States that are trying to sell their water system to a foreign government. And I don't recommend you do that because what the cities are doing is developing eminent domain in courts. Means that they're trying to prove city ownership in the public interest and then paying a price determined by the court. And many cities are going into the eminent domain for the lawsuit. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Flow, Supporter Pathways. And we're still on air. But I want to make a point about the fact that the immune cells of the body have been shown to help the heartbeat in the human body. And if you look at some of the research that's going on in terms of how the immune cell is connected to the process of sperm and how that signal is given, that's a new awareness. But what would happen if you wanted to place this signal for the heart to beat and place it in outer space? And that's exactly what has been done by the researchers at the University of Yamanashi in Japan. The idea is that the sperm were stored in a space, in outer space, for a period of 9 months in outer space. And what happened when they came back to Earth, that just sparked part of the DNA damage to the sperm. And of course this was done where you use the sperm to fertilize the oocytes in vitro. In other words, to do this in such a way that it was done away from humans. And then these embryos are implanted in surrogates. And what happened was that the offspring, they grew to a healthy and fertile adult. Now, if the sperm is damaged by chloramine, which it is, then the thinking is that when the outer space travel occurs, that sperm will be used in certain ways to decrease in exposure to cosmic radiation. But to preserve the sperm using a different type of freeze drying, and if this is done, then the process of freeze-drying for having viable conception on Earth can be possible. Now, this is the research that is in running certain forms of chemical reactions and processes that are occurring on the Earth. And that's what makes it different. I want to thank the people that are listening and have called in today and our producers. You want to listen to Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, 10 to 1 Central Time.
At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use
85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.